you know, like, obviously you're working, so I'm just
going day to day, but we'll see. What do you got today?
Nothing really.
I thought we had a good conversation last night about, like, caring less. I think that could kind of be applied to everything we do this year going forward. I think if you cared less at the trapeze class on Saturday, you'd probably do better. If you cared less at the bar, you're going to do better. If you care less, even in the gym, like today was a small example, but yeah, fuck those hamstring raises and just kind of like, kind of don't waste that mental energy on, like Tony Robbins has a quote that's, don't major in minor things. I feel like we could get caught up in that sometimes.
Well, getting caught up and feeling guilty about hamstring curls is, you're not winning the war. You're overthinking. It's just a battle like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not.
Yeah, it's the same thing with like last week. Like, you know, I didn't get my workouts in last week to sit there and be like, oh, I didn't do another program. When instead of just like, let's do it this week and we're good, you know?
Yeah, I think we've established that like travel. It's one of those where you just make it up. You gotta make it up on the back end, and like that's kind of what we did. We just restarted week 8 or whatever we're on.
Yeah.
It's not like a huge deal. For me, I mean, all I really missed was like Friday's workout. I at least went to the gym, tried to do something, so I'm not like upset about it.
Yeah.
I got Wednesday morning's workout in before I went to Florida, but I was happy to restart this week just because performance like on Monday was decent. Wednesday was a pretty good workout, but the overall week wasn't like a, so I was perfectly fine with just restarting week 8.
Yeah.
I think numbers are going up consistently, which is a good sign for me. I think you gotta get romantic with like 5-pound increments. If you do like, yeah, 2.5 pounds on each side to the squat, it doesn't seem like much, but it's gonna add up over time.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
If you're able to do 5 pounds every other workout or every workout, it might be tough every workout, but it's possible.
Yeah, it's even
until you get to a certain point, and then maybe it drops to like 2.5 pounds per workout, which technically means we would have to do 5 pounds every other workout kind of deal. But
in Edo, they talk about how, like, there's many metrics on which you can measure that you're getting better. So you can measure, did your quality get better? Did your tempo get better? Did your form get better? Did your weight go up? Like, these are all metrics to determine if you're getting better. So, like, even on the squat, I don't know if we squat next week because I think the program, like, obviously we're going to squat, but I don't know how it's going to work. But I think there's something to be, you know, we both kind of commented on form when we got back in here. Maybe next week it's not the weight going up, but just getting that form a little better.
Yeah, I think the way I look at it, at one point 185 was like a top set for me. And now if I did 185 for 4, the form's tight.
Yeah.
So I that's where I kind of look at it, whereas the top set, the first week or two that we were doing the top set of 185, it may have felt like 225's form.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good sign as well. Like, as you taper off to lower weights that are like maybe 70% of your max, your form's a lot better. I think I'm just super into progression. But yeah, that's what's so intriguing about the gym for me.
And a really good program too.
I think work, there's not a lot of progression happening right now because I just haven't started any projects or anything, and it's getting a little boring because I'm not progressing, I'm not learning anything.
Yeah.
Kind of doing the day to day, and I'm kind of getting like caught in that rut, and it's just not fun. But in the beginning, it's like okay because you're learning new things. Like, I think that's what I need. And I feel like with the cold approach, I could use that same mindset. There's like obvious progression you can like see getting better if you did it, like the more you do it kind of deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of those like easy early gains too, like just saying anything, it's like, oh, I did it. Rather than trying to go up 2.5 pounds, you're just like getting the bar on your back there. What's expectations for trapeze school?
There's definitely going to be some height factoring in. It seemed like it was pretty high. Based on what I read, though, they do a nice job of, like, progressing you to that level. Like, obviously, you don't, like, start swing with your knees.
Yeah.
Like they show in the videos. But there's a part where you swing on your knee, and then you connect hands, and then one stays on the knees around the bar, and then the other hangs from their hands. That's like pretty scary to think about. And I don't necessarily see that happening in one class, but like if you and I had to do that, like that'd be an interesting experience.
Do we do it together, or we do it with like we're on one and the expert's on the other?
Like, I have no idea, because the video showed, like, the beginner's class, yeah, and they were doing it, but I don't know if those, like, the teachers or what the deal was there.
Who's going to be at this? Is it going to be, like, us and, like, 7-year-old girls, or, like, how's this going to work?
It's the same thing with improv. We have no idea what the crowd's going to be like.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Erica.
Yeah.
Cold approach, got it.
Hey, Erica, you like rapists?
Hey, Erica, you like alcohol? All
right, Susie, I was kidding.
Hey, Ian, get back on your phone. Your kid doesn't need you.
It's so out of the element, that's why it's huge.
Yeah. I don't even know what, like... Again, like, are people going there to, like, be trapped? Obviously not in a beginner class, but...
A lot on the Groupons were first-timers. And it was just, like, a lot of that, like, same mindset kind of bucket list. Not necessarily bucket list, but, oh, let's do something different kind of deal.
And it's a trapeze school in Brooklyn, correct?
I mean, it just has, I don't know if it's, like...
It's called, like, trapeze school?
Not sure, I don't know.
Yeah. I called and I asked about the Groupon, so... Is there, like, two trapeze schools, like, giving up Groupons, or what do you do here? But, we'll see.
Yeah, definitely not super cheap, so
hopefully we...
It's a good 2 hours worth.
Yeah, hopefully we're sending it.
You just don't know where that leads either. Like, improv, we were thinking it's a one and done. Now it's like, oh, I would love to get that involved in that once a month. I don't know if, like, that's necessary, but you just don't know what door opens because you decided to take that. Yeah. You don't know where that leads, like...
Yeah.
Maybe you're getting in on some type of rock climbing that, like, you got a deal that you didn't know about, and it's like, oh, now I can actually make this work.
Maybe next week we're paralyzed. You never know.
Brutal mindset.
Yeah, so what happened to your neck? Yeah. Saturday trapeze school. Took a fall.
Trapeze got me this time.
Call it trap easy. I call it trap difficult.
I don't think either of us are positive if that's even how you say it.
Yeah. What are you guys doing? Joining the circus?
Definitely gotta make one of those comments.
Yeah. Yeah, so like the trapeze really isn't my thing, but you guys got elephants? Because maybe I could ride one of those. Alright, that's enough of that.